will live.
What time is it?
Game done.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang, another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, no goal kicker. Brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show. On every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
G'day family, welcome to the Thursday edition of your Rush Hour. We are very, very excited about the next hour and a bit. We've got plenty to get through. There's so much happening in the world of sport and a gorgeous day. It is a gorgeous day in our Adelaide, and I'm going to call it our Adelaide. So much happening. We've got Saturday night footy at Adelaide Oval, only 26,500, should be 40, but that's for another day.
Should be 50.
And I beg your pardon?
Should be 53.
And let's say hello to 53,000 Bernie Vince. G'day, Burn Burn. Welcome to you, young man.
Hello, Jazz. Hello, G. Good
G's
to be
with
here.
Us. Yes.
You're right, though. Beautiful day out there. Absolutely beautiful. A bit tired today, though, Jazz.
Because you played golf.
Well, not because of that.
Well, what's
Harvey
wrong?
Up at 5 this morning.
Oh, no. Olivia, your lovely
Daddy.
Little daughter.
Daddy.
That's how he rolls.
No, and I'm thinking, oh, God, get in there quick before he wakes Olivia up. Then he started really going off.
They reckon he was already dressed.
Going right off.
Yeah.
He's out the door. Nah, but then he woke Olivia up. Then we're in all sorts. And so been up since 5.
So
then
I
had golf, obviously, which added to it.
Yeah.
Home quickly. Shower.
And got
changed.
Here. For the
front
family.
It up.
Yeah.
For the family. For everyone.
Burn,
for you, Jars.
Are you okay? Because
okay.
That's what it is today. Are you okay today?
I'm tired. Right. I've just
Please
told you.
Ask the question to your friend.
Yes.
See how he's tracking.
If you're listening.
If
I was
going
to get to that in my facts, but you've ruined my facts now.
No, well,
well,
I just thought we'd mention it at the top of the show because
it's
an important day.
It is. Are you okay day today? Right. So ask anyone you see if you're in the car with someone at home. Ask them because it's an important question, Jars. Are you okay?
I'm fantastic. Thank you.
I'm fantastic.
I'm fantastic. G, are you okay?
Oh, I'm probably about a 7 out of 10.
7?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
7's a pretty good number, I thought.
70%?
No. Yeah.
I'm normally played about 90. Yeah.
But it's important to check on your family,
it
isn't
really
it?
Is.
All right.
Yep.
And your mates to ask if they're okay.
Yep. And sometimes the person with the biggest smile is actually broken
beautiful
inside.
Set.
You never know what's going on for people. So just check in with a mate. Send
call,
a text.
Text, all that.
What are you doing with your hands? You look like you're
well,
blowing kisses.
With my
you look like you're at Footy Park, 1993.
Right. What's come out of Port Adelaide today in regards to selection?
Well, big news, because we were talking about who's going to make way for Mitch Georgiades coming back into the side,
yes,
Jars. But
yes.
I don't know what's happened here, because he played SANFL last
yes, he did,
week
last
when
week,
they had the week off.
They managed his minutes.
Yeah, managed his minutes, but he played, kicked a goal, 9 touches or something like that. Not a huge day, but did enough to get, all he had to do is get through, tick.
Yeah.
Thought he'd be coming in this week, and now all of a sudden, no, he hasn't been able to prove his fitness.
Hemi-tightness.
Now, I don't get that. Unless he's re-injured it and they've made a mistake playing him, why does he need to play? He's match fit.
Well,
don't you just have that week off and then train harder this week?
Get it right. Yeah,
get it right.
I think they've made a mistake.
I think they have.
Yeah.
I think what they might have said to Mitch Georgiades is, well, if you're any chance of playing, we're not going to take a risk with you in a prelim. You need to go out and play this weekend. And maybe he's just, that's a week too early.
And maybe he's gone to them to ask them if he could play three quarters of football.
I don't know. I'm going to ask Tom Jonas about this because I need to get
question.
To the bottom.
Well
of
done,
that.
Burn Burn.
Yep.
Now, what about grand final ticks?
Yeah, what's happened
well,
there?
They're expensive again.
How much, Jars? Because this is getting out of hand here.
Well,
normally, grand final tickets are locked away. Now, as a 200-game player, I normally get... Well, you get
allocated some
tickets. We get allocated tickets, but you have to put in about... before the finals even start.
Right.
So I've had no... No, I've
dialogue.
Had no dialogue.
You're not
going to
get any either.
Well, I don't know what's happening. But
well, you're not going to get your ticket, mate, because they need these tickets. The AFL have frozen the grand final ticket prices for their third consecutive year, and that's understandable because of the COVID virus.
Yes, well, we're lucky.
The AFL have set aside at least 10,000 public tickets because it's 60,000 seater,
big stadium.
$185 for a seat, as little as. That's what they're saying. As little as $185 and $157 for concession.
$185 is not too bad.
That's too dear.
That's not that for a grand final.
Oh, mate, you're pricing people out of the bloody grand final. It's a corporate grand final anyway. They should have two grand finals, one for the corporate and one for the public.
And, you'd
prelims?
Have to pay your flights over there.
Yeah,
don't forget.
Right.
That's
a grand.
Out. Well, I forked out 2 weeks ago now.
How much?
It was about $500 each way.
What is it now, Bert?
Well, it's up towards $1,000 each way. So if
that's
you start
insane.
Adding that up, you add up the accommodation, the hotels just go. They whack them up too. Don't miss out.
That's not your worry, because if your boys get in, the Demons get in.
Mm. But that's the thing. People pay it because the Demons, for example, they haven't won one since 1964. Port Adelaide haven't been in one since 07 where they got spanked.
Got smacked by 100 points.
Since 04, which isn't that long ago, but it's still, what, nearly coming up to 20 years ago.
Have you budgeted for your drinks?
I haven't.
If they win? Have you got a budget for that?
Well, the thing is, I'll be on sort of free beer anyway, because I'll be with the... I'll change the culture of that
drink
place,
responsibly,
Judge.
Folks.
Why do you think they're there? What are you doing? They just fluked that they got there this year. Who did the groundwork, laid the foundations and the culture?
So you're going to take the whole credit
for
with the
Paul
flag.
It wasn't Paul Ruse. You're looking at him.
Right, let's go.
Right, let's go. Get into it.
Come on, who's rang?
We got the voicemail. Let's hope maybe the retreat that Bluey's gone to is, you know,
that's
called in. I hope they have. Let's have a listen.
You have 11 new messages.
11. G'day, Charles. Peter here, mate. I ran into you at Henley Foodland once. Just wondering, can you get any free prelim tickets, mate? Good buddy of mine. Thanks, mate.
G'day, Bird. Cameron from Adelaide Motors here, mate. I spent 3 minutes with you before you bought your car office making you coffee. Just wondering, you know, if you wanted to repay the favour, mate. Do you have any prelim tickets I could have? You know, because we're good mates and stuff like that. Cheers, bud.
G'day, Blue. It's Darren from Northern Gardening. I spent 2 minutes spraying your weeds at your house a couple of months ago. sorry, mate, I can't get your free prelim tickets. Thanks for asking.
Boy, it's Ken. Christopher Pine wants to move the amazing scoreboard at the beautiful Adelaide Oval to make it into a full stadium. I got to ask him if he can fish my keys out of my wood chipper and turn it up. Mato, your boss. Wow. I've had a chat with the IT department, and they've added another 500 terabytes to the podcast service, so your producer Todd can keep Burns Facts unedited each show. Wow.
Well, I'm Ross Wyatt here. Blue, I'm sorry I potted you on the commentary about you not really doing much, but seriously, when was the last time you did anything for your country or anything for the cricket community in general? I mean, down the red bar, you didn't even bother doing anything. You were, you go, I do nothing more, and then we had to get ready because you don't know how to do shit.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Biggles here. Port had the week off. I understand that. It's like the time I took a week off after judging the Miss Nude Savoy all of... Tank top, G-string on me head, look like a spring roll. Oh, that's too far, isn't it? Yeah, Burn, Mika from the Stansbury pub.
Yeah,
look, everyone's getting up with this bloody Port prelim final shit. So we've come up with a Port meal deal here in the bistro. It's two cans of West End and a headbutt. We're already sold out. Wow.
Blue, legend. Very busy time of year.
Yep.
But I hope you boys had a fantastic Father's Day. Hope you were surrounded with loved ones. Jarman, heard you got yourself a new shade sale.
Yes.
Oh, was that a pair of new onesies? You fat.
There are no more messages.
Oh, well done again.
Brilliant.
He's on fire, isn't he?
Brilliant.
Hey, the prelim tickets have been asked a lot for prelim and grand final tickets already. Tickets have started, haven't they? Then what about Ross?
Oh, Mick from Stansbury. What don't they do out there to raise money?
The headbutt. They've sold out.
Rocky. On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Rockcliffe!
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name in the paper.
Yep. Love this man. He joins us every second week. He's been fantastic this year. Now retired as a former superstar of the AFL, but now in a coach. He's in the coach's box, burning. He's making some big decisions. He joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Rock.
The world rating Rush Hour.
Well, we are Rock.
Not sure if he could have butchered that opener anymore.
No, I didn't.
It's okay. I got it out.
But he's a busy man, our boy Rock.
He is.
So we haven't got much time with him. And, mate, you must be bloody excited. Your boys get an opportunity. Now, prelims, we spoke about this. They're hard to get into, let alone win.
Yeah, they are. And I think we sit in a pretty good position this year. We We had the week off before the finals last year. We didn't have that this year, so we've got a bit more continuity. We've only had the 1 week off, good freshen up, and a great challenge against the Bulldogs this week. We know they're a quality team, so it's going to be a good challenge for us, and you've just got to continue to win it this time of year, and it's a good challenge for us this weekend, but one that we're pretty confident about.
The big question is, what does your forward line structure look like? Because Georgiades surely comes back in, but who makes way?
Yeah, we've got to go in match committee in about an hour, so I think we'll be a bit clearer after that. But it's a good problem to have that we've pretty much got a healthy list that we can pick from. Yeah, probably 30, 32 could easily play on the weekend and represent themselves really well.
Hey, the Bont, under a bit of a injury cloud, probably will play. Do you go to him? Do you shut him down after what happened last year when Dusty Martin got off the chain? Or do you go to a Libber again like you did in the last time you played him?
Yeah, we feel like Libba worked really well for us last time. Drewy got that match up, and he's really effective first hands to a clearance for them, Libba. So he runs something ridiculous, about 80% when he gets first possession to clearance, which is off the charts. I think the next best in the comps runs at about 60. So he's pretty important to him. And obviously we've got to weigh up what's going to happen with Fontantelli, whether he plays or not, whether he plays a bit more forward or whatnot. So he'll be obviously under a cloud and the talking point all week, but it doesn't really affect our preparation. We just have to go about it our way and play our brand of footy, which is being high quality for the second half of the year. I think we've restricted nearly every team to under 10 goals, which is a pretty sound and strong defence.
Rock, what do you like about the Western Bulldogs? What concerns you as a match committee regarding this very exciting football side who love to handball?
Yeah, they're a handball chain team. They love to get it on the outside, so they use it inside and they flick it around. So they're a high-pressure team as well, and we've got to be really good with our hands this week. There's no doubt about that to match them. But we feel like we've got our weapons going forward as well. So I spoke about our defence. We feel like we're pretty sound down there, and we've got a really good mix of tall forwards and small forwards down there, depending on which way we go, whether we play the four talls or we go with three. And it's going to be a real midfield battle again. It's generally where the game's won or lost. That's why the big dogs go in the midfield, mate. That's why me and Bernie used to run through there, Jazz.
Yeah. Jazz, you were more sort of outside wingman.
That's my DNA.
Yeah, outside wingman.
You're more a forward pocket sort of.
Get out. I was an architect.
Yeah. An architect of what?
During house plans.
Oh, this is a pylon.
In the pie stand.
Oh, get out.
Hey, Rock, Ollie Wines, stiff not to be in the top five of the AFLPA MVP, surely.
Yeah, it's incredible, really. Amazing. He'll probably win the Brownlow medal, and he goes about and doesn't get, I don't think he got hardly any votes, which is astounding, really. So I'm not sure whether he's undervalued a little bit or what happened there, but they might have left us Port Adelaide off the voting when it got sent out and everyone forgot to vote for him, something like that.
I couldn't believe it.
We're not sure. It's a bit like if they rated you three and Blewett was the top three in there.
Now, do you know where he is? We're led to believe he's in Kangaroo Island. Have you got any intel?
I heard he went to have that hose up the rear end again. And
stop it.
I think something went wrong.
They lost the hose.
I think it's splitting.
They turn the water up too high.
The old cricket lips.
blew him up.
We can't. He's gone 2 weeks holiday. No one has 2 weeks holiday in the final series, Rock. So something's going on with old bloody cricket lips.
Surgery's involved, isn't it?
Surgery's involved.
Rock. He might have drowned in that water.
Oh, no. Now, Rock, you got to feel for your Port Adelaide fans that missed out, your members who missed out on these bloody tickets. Sold out, as we know, within 2 hours, 50% capacity. But you got to feel for those Port fans who bloody missed out on a ticket.
Yeah, hopefully they open some more up. I don't see any reason why we can't have 40, 50,000 there. I think we're pretty well situated over here. Like, all the community transmission and whatever, where COVID, there hasn't been any yet. I know there was one at the MCG, but that was inside at a bar. So I'm sure we can push on and get a few more there. Hopefully the government open it up and we can get a few more fans in. Because you'd love to pack it out. A prelim,
Spot
home
on.
Prelim is massive for us. So hopefully we can get a few more through the gates and they open it up a bit more at the end of the week.
Hey, Rock, last year, Aaliyah and Fantasia come into the footy club, make you a much better side. Who do you go after this year? Or do you think you're a complete side now and you just need to work and touch on a few things? Well, you could win the flag.
Yeah, well, you've got to always look to improve. So if there's a target out there for someone to go after, I mean, there's a bit of salary opened up, 8-9 or 1.2 for my salary has opened up. So.
Yeah. Over 8 years or no, right?
Yeah, it was.
So I think, like, the list management are all over that. We've had a really good couple of drafts. We've brought in some really good talent in the trade period. I mean, they got me 3-4 years ago, so
bargain.
They've done a good job there. So it's an interesting time. Hopefully we can pick up a couple more and go to the draft and get a couple as well. You know that there's going to be a minimum of 3 list changes, so that'll be a big job for them.
And big news over the weekend was the Lachie Neale departure, or the talk about him leaving. And there's a lot of backlash because he's still got 2 years to go. Are we, as a footy society, are we too harsh in that situation? Should we let people do what's best for their family, or where do you sit on that?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I've always been of the opinion, probably because I did. I obviously left the club and came to another club, but I always seen out every contract that I had. So to leave with 2 years, if the reports are true, it leaves a hole, and the planning that Brisbane have had, they've probably got to change that a little bit now if he does decide to go, but I'm sure they'll work through that, and I'm sure if he ends up staying, he'll stay. But if not, they'll work out the deal that's right for all parties and move on from that. So I think you've got to be respectful of the situation. If you're not inside living, it's hard to comment because you don't actually know what's going on. So there could be something family that he really needs to get back to Perth or whatnot. So it's a hard one to definitively give you an answer on it. But, yeah, I'm sure they'll work through it.
And just before we let you go, are you any closer to working out or penciling in what you're going to do next year? Because there's an opening here, and there's a 2 week period that you could probably come in and just start to get your bum cheeks set into his chair there, because he may not come back, because we may not see him again
from this.
Are we any closer to commitment to maybe making a permanent
and maybe
role
some
here?
Change in the Brekkie show?
I'm taking over Triple N.
Are you taking over? What, Matty O'Roll, he's gone too.
I'll do everything. I'll be on for, 24 hours a day.
Oh, will you now?
Every program.
So it's not Triple M anymore. It's Rock FM.
Well, it is.
Triple M Rock's footy.
Yeah good boy. So
thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck this weekend. We're all right behind you, and hopefully we can talk to you next week when you're lining up in a grand final next weekend, or 2 weeks' time, actually. They got the bye, haven't they? Sorry, mate, I got that wrong. But how exciting.
It'll be good to have you over there to celebrate when we win it, Burn.
I am going over, so don't forget about
me. How come I wasn't invited?
You was going to, actually.
Because you got too big of a chunkhead.
There he is, good Tommy Rockliffe. All the best, mate, and good luck.
Cheers, boys.
Triple M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats. On Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Juz.
You've got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
All right, buddy, you've been in fine form this year with the Burns Beef, and it's much talked about in the streets of Adelaide, let alone the world. As you know, we're a global show.
Yes, we do go
what's
right around the world.
What's upset you today? Well, what's got... Because you're not saying too much today, and it worries me. Something's happened.
It's a build-up. It's been a build-up, this.
Oh, no.
Now, it's about the crowd situation at Adelaide Oval.
No, don't. Don't.
Now, first of all, we dipped our toe in the water with 15,000.
Yes, we did, Burn.
Then we dipped our foot in. With 20,000.
We dipped our foot in.
Yeah,
our
foot went in.
And whereabouts did it go in the River Torrens?
Just to our ankle.
Here it goes.
And now we've gone to put our whole body in, and it stopped at our knee. 26,500. Now, how many years do we need to go without a case to fill our stadium
up? They're saying 10.
Brisbane just got out of a f***ing lockdown. Yeah, yeah. Full house Sunday night, Jazz. Full house.
It did. Perth.
Full house.
Yes, Boone.
This is the reason we didn't
cricket.
Get the grand. Shut up while I'm talking, Jazz. Or put your hand up or something.
Oh, Jesus.
This is the reason we were never, ever in the running for the grand final to start with.
No.
So my question is, how long do we need to go, Jazz? Brisbane, as I said, Brisbane is just out of lockdown.
Yeah.
Why do they get a full house? Have they got different health officers or ministers?
They've been double jabbed, and then their booster's coming as well.
Jeez, I'd love to double jab you right in the chin. I mean, Nicholas Spurrier, old yeah. Arnie Nicholas, Mrs. I like to Mrs. call it.
Auntie
Nicholas Spurrier, yes. Yeah, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And old Malcolm Marshall.
Stephen
Marshall.
He's a Port Adelaide fan.
He's a f***ing Port supporter. No! Put him in there. I tell you, I'm with these Port supporters.
Yeah, that missed out.
But they missed out. But yeah. If they lose because they didn't quite have the support at the ground, there's going to be all hell to pay loose. And old Malcolm Marshall.
Yeah, Stephen.
Steve could have let him in and got him over the line, Juz.
But has he got his ticket?
I bet you Malcolm Marshall's going to the game.
Yeah.
But if they this is what I'm going to do.
Okay, Bern.
If they lose because of lack of support at the ground, this is what I'm going to do.
Okay, Bern.
We've had rallies overseas and, you know, there's all these rallies. I'm going to start a rally up North Terrace. I am. I'm going to start one at all. I'm calling all the
call
supporters.
What are you going to call it? Yeah.
I'll get back to you.
You want to start a rally?
This is my point, right? So I go to the game. We call it for Triple M. We do a great job.
You'll have a double jab. And your booster.
I'm going to double jab this face in a minute if he keeps talking. But if I'm at the ground, we're calling the game.
Yes, Bert.
So it doesn't matter if you have 15 or 115.
Yes.
Because you're all lined up together out the front. You're all swipe your tickets. You're all in a bunch and
you
all
are.
Hanging together.
You're
and then
touching.
You all go, why go and spread out after you've done all that? I'm hearing they might change it, Jarzan.
Okay,
but this is I want something to come of this beef. All now, right, old Malcolm, if you're listening.
Yes.
Just let some more people in. And if you're going to have 15, 20, 26 and a half, 27.84 or whatever you want to do, you might as well have 53,000 in there. Get them in there. Get Port Adelaide over the line.
There you go, Bert.
Are we still going? He needs help.
I'm cutting this off.
Jesus. Shut him down.
Come on.
You're done.
Oh.
Get out of here, Jars.
He wants a rally. Righto. Now, Bern, our new producer, Benny O'Halloran, has joined our team.
Not even close.
What's your last name again?
Erbslund.
Right.
Deutscher.
Okay,
German.
So.
Erbslund, where's that come from?
Germany.
Germany.
Germany. He's now.
Frankfurt.
No.
He's Frankfurt, is it?
Do you eat Frankfurts?
No, we have a lot of sausage in
there. You sound like Arns. Now, listen, Bern.
Keep going.
Our
What's
producer
happened?
Wants a bit of airtime.
Again.
Because our other producer, Jared, who's sorely missed, has gone up with the two lads.
Yeah.
What are you missing about him that I'm not bringing to this show?
All right. Now, what have you got? What do you need? What's happened?
Well, I've got an idea for a bit right now that I think would be
when
very
you say
entertaining.
A bit, what do you mean a bit?
A radio bit.
A bit of content.
Bern's already asleep.
Well, we're doing.
Bern's not looking
He's
well.
He's got his head in his hands.
You look tired, Bern.
This is a day where I needed this day to go quickly. Now, because you've got to hold it up.
This will get you up, Bern, I promise you.
Oh, okay. What a...
So I think that when you're watching a game of footy, commentary, the commentators can really bring a moment to life. Would
yes,
you not say, right?
I agree.
So let's look
Jimmy
back
Brayshaw,
on.
Jimmy Brayshaw, very good at that.
Jimmy.
BT is one of my faves.
Yes. Bruce McAvaney, Dennis Committee.
Correct.
Rexy Hunt.
So on the weekend, it was a big game against, it was Brizzy versus Bulldogs, 1-point win by the Doggies on Saturday night, right?
Yep.
Now, in the dying minutes, Bailey Smith had a kick from the left pocket, and he got it, and it was ice in his veins, and he turned around. So I've gone through, and I found three different companies that commentated that bit, right? So let's just hear how Triple M covered it.
Triple M.
Got a kick out of the back, inside forward, 50, scores level, 2:15 left, Dogs have got it through Hannon, hand pass Bailey Smith, forward pocket, has it!
Exciting, right?
Very good.
Beautiful.
Barry Denham, your mate, Burn. Right.
Barry Denner.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, Denham's
good caller too, Baz.
He's good. The people's caller.
Yep, not right. Good. That's good. Good call.
Next one was AFL Nation.
Chance here for Hannon to Bailey Smith, the hero for the lead, the kid.
Beautiful. Again, another one. Not
AFL
as good as Nation.
Not bad, bit flatter.
Yeah, is that Dwayne Russell?
Don't know. Just
yeah, it was.
ABC. Let's see what the ABC did. This is the last one.
Hand pass to Bailey Smith. Bailey Smith, be the hero. Ice water in his veins.
Good.
Ice what?
Ice water in his veins.
Because he turned around and did the vaccination
jab.
That, was it?
Yeah.
No, it's meant to be ice in the veins, isn't it?
Oh, I've no
what
idea.
What are you talking about?
Now, where are you going with this? Because there are three very good calls.
I get to produce this elite global show. with two of the biggest names.
Very careful where you go next.
Andrew Jarman, Bernie Vince.
And don't worry about the other bloke.
Okay. One who self-confesses he's the lightning rod. Am I right? So I actually thought today...
I'm the lightning rod. There you go.
Gee, so, be careful, Jake.
I've passed this by the bosses here at Triple M to see how good you really are. So I've actually got that moment of play, and I'm going to get you guys to call it and see if you can beat the commentators and do a better job than the ones we heard just done.
Jeez.
We'll burn you guys.
So you'll see the footage, and we've got some crowd sound effect to set up the vibe. And you got to call that same passage of play, but do it better than what we just heard. Can you do that?
Yeah, that would
be
great.
You are the
great.
Lightning rod.
Burn, you go first. Yeah. This is good.
Okay. It shows a lead. It's global.
All right, you ready?
I can't see it. But
all right, you go first.
Spin it a little bit more.
And play the crowd sound effect. Are we ready?
Burn.
So this is I haven't seen this. Do I need to see this before?
No, just go.
Get some sound effects.
Bailey Smith.
All right, ruck contest comes out wide. Who's got it? He picks it up, kicks it inside 50. The Dogs, this is their last chance to win the game. Who's going to be the hero? Haddon dishes it out to Bailey Smith. Oh, don't tell me, on the left foot. He has kicked it. Oh, Sid the Bays, my God. Send me your Guernseys, my new favourite player. Don't count the Dogs up ever. They've come from fifth spot. They're in a prelim next week. And oh, my God, they can go all the way.
Well done.
He's up.
Well
that was beautiful, wasn't it?
That's brilliant.
That's fabulous.
I just spat everywhere.
That was beautiful.
Move over, James Brayshaw.
Wow.
Brilliant.
And I only just got the vision of that because the sun was shining on the screen, so I had to make some stuff
brilliant.
Up as we went.
Oh, fantastic.
Jeez,
it's your turn now, Lightning Rod. Yeah. You reckon you can top that?
Yeah.
I don't think I can, but that's brilliant.
All right, so can that screen switch around?
When Triple M first got the licence, I was the original caller with James Brayshaw.
Oh, so you should be going
there. Three games and then sacked myself.
This is good.
This is your opportunity, Lars, to redeem yourself.
Here. I can't see the damn thing.
I can turn it around. I'm just going to press play first.
Ready?
All right. Ready?
Yeah, go.
Go.
All right.
And the ball's in there. Has Smith got the ball? And there's a ruck contest. There goes Bulldog. Liberatore knocks it out. Picked up there by the Western Bulldogs. He kicks it forward inside 450. Where's the old bloody full forward? Hamble to Haddon. It's Smith on the left foot. The rag doll. And there he is. The lightning rod for the North Melbourne Football Club. I mean, the Western Bulldogs. He's kicked that on his roll. You beauty. The Iceman. The old lightning rod. Bang. Straight through. And a 78-72. 2 minutes to go in this final quarter at the Gabba. What a game of football.
He's a local Norwood lad with a degree in law, a passion for business, and a love of wine. He's proven influential in Port's great defensive record.
That's a terrific mark by Jonas.
And last year, he took on the number one Guernsey as Port Adelaide's standalone skipper. Please welcome to the Rush Hour with Bernie Bluey and Jars, Tom Jonas.
We love this young man. His last chat before Saturday night's big game at Adelaide Oval. It's sold out, and we wish him all the best. But we've loved the way that he's led his football side this year. He joins us on the Rush Hour. Tommy Jonas, good afternoon to you, young Tommy.
G'day, guys. How are you? All right?
Well, have you been lying on the couch just sipping some hey diddle diddle, or you allowed to have a couple of frothies before a big game or not?
A couple of non-alcoholics for Savo boys, but this sunshine, how good is it? It really does make you want to knock a couple off.
It's thirsty weather, isn't it? Run us through your you had the weekend off. What's training look like this week? Do you have your main session today, or is that yesterday? Run us through it.
Yeah, well, we had a bit of a blowout Saturday. That was a big dose, and then we just rolled into an average week, so we treated Saturday sort of like a game. So we're at Adelaide Oval today. Had reasonable run around, and then just cruise into Saturday night, normal meetings and weights and prep and that sort of thing. So no, I've kept it very, very ordinary, trying not to change too much.
Hey, run us through the situation with Mitch Georgiades, because he played SNFL last week, and then we all thought he was going to be in, and who's going to go out for him? Then all of a sudden, you've ruled him out. What's happened there? Was there a mistake that he played SNFL? Or
yeah, you boys probably know more than me. He rocked up in the trackies of Sava this morning and didn't get changed, so I wasn't sure what was going on. But I think he just pushed it hard to make sure it was right, and maybe it just wasn't quite 100%. He's one of the quickest blokes in our team, so he needs to be able to go pretty hard. And, you know, it was going to be a matter of sort of whether he played regardless in terms of team balance. So that's probably made Kenny's job a little bit easier, but it's disappointing for Mitchy as well.
So that means you'll be unchanged? Does Sam Power Pepper come in, or is he sub again?
Yeah, you have to wait and see, boys.
Oh,
but
I like giving anything
you
away.
You don't generally change a winning formula, so no. I don't think there'll be any wholesale changes.
Ooh. Tommy, prelims, they're hard to get into, they're hard to win, and you boys obviously felt that last year, losing by 4 points. So mentally and physically, you're in a better place than you have been for a long period of time. How confident are you within the playing group that you can actually get this job done against a very dangerous Western Bulldogs?
Yeah, we're very confident and there's a heap of excitement around. It's been a great sort of fortnight, but at the same time, we know that we're playing a pretty formidable opposition that on their day they can be as good as anyone. So we just got to stick to the process and play our footy, and it's going to be great to do it in front of a home crowd. Whoa. And yeah, I think if we bring our best footy, or even near our best like we did against Geelong, we should be around the mark.
Have you brought up last year's prelim at all and used that as motivation and just to remind the young guys that it doesn't come around every year and you got to take your opportunity? Do you go down that path or do you just park that new year and you go fresh?
Yeah, a couple of us fossils try and explain that to the young boys.
They don't listen, Tommy. They don't listen.
You won't be playing final footy every year, boys, all right? God. They're probably thinking, who's this? Who's this old wanker? But we haven't touched on it too much. We obviously early in the year, but I think now we're back at that same stage as we were last year. It sort of just happened naturally. We've sort of, those scars have been reopened a little bit and you feel that hurt and that drive that it's given us. So, yeah, we'll certainly take a little bit out of that.
What worries you most about the Dogs? Because I think people have forgotten the majority of this year, this team sat in the top two and top spot most of the year. I know they dropped off a little bit, but they looked very good the last couple of weeks. What worries you the most? Got an elite midfield.
Yeah, the depth of their midfield and the way they're able to flick it around with their hands, it's as good as anyone in the comp, if not better. And also their offense off half backs, it sort of plays into it. It's a fast overlap kicking and handball game, and if you give it to them on their terms, they're very dangerous.
And Tommy, what about the Bont? Will you target him? Go build him early?
No,
and,
don't do anything silly.
Well, why not? No, we've got to let him know that he's playing a prelim, and if he's half fit, give it to him early.
We don't want to fight Tommy up.
Is he going to do the jongy and tape the wrong knee, or what? I might have to look back at the vision and make sure we know which one. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's obviously going to be an aggressive encounter and pretty physical, and there's an opportunity there for a big tackle, regardless of who it is. You'd expect our team to hit in hard, so that's just the way we play.
Well, your club doesn't stop trying to improve itself, but the signing of one of the greats, Sean Burgoyne, to your football club would have delighted the players and even your fan base, because he's a much loved figure. It's a great get. We tried to get him down at the bloody West Lakes, but he just kept driving past us.
Yeah, well, we drove past him all the way to Hawthorne once, so it's good to get him back. I obviously wasn't involved and wasn't sure he was interested in coming back to SA, but Chief Chris Davies has pulled another rabbit out of the hat, and it's going to be a great inclusion for our club.
Beautiful. Hey, 26,500 at the game. Does it frustrate you can't have a full crowd in? Because we see over in Perth, full house. Chocolate. Brisbane even had a full capacity on the weekend. They've only just come out of lockdown not long ago. Does that frustrate you?
Yeah, it's a little bit frustrating, I suppose, that our members that have been so supportive of us are still going to miss out. But I do appreciate the reasoning behind it. And there's a lot of risk right now, and the last thing you want to do is go into another lockdown or get whisked away to Perth.
Hey, the Bulldogs, speaking of kilometres, they've gone from Brisbane to Perth. Yep. They're going to come back to Adelaide. Right. Is there any isolation protocols for you guys, considering they've been in a couple of different cities? We've seen a fair bit of that happen this year.
That's a few status credits, isn't it? But I don't think there is this week. So provided we get the chockies, there'll be a little bit of freedom for the next couple of days, which would be good.
Now, how many family members are trying to get some grand final tickets and let alone prelim final tickets off you, Tommy? Have you got a lineup? Have you got a?
There's some I've never even met before. Even Peter Jonas, he's got the same last name. He's tried to hit that one.
Peter Jonas, former great Central Districts player.
Yeah, I know. You'd think he'd be able to get one set elsewhere, wouldn't
you? I think so. I've had people asking me, you don't have a couple, do you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
The right price, mate.
Burns on the prowl,
Didn't you get my text?
Jeez.
For the right price, Burns.
There's always some right price, isn't there, for everything?
Mate, before we let you go, and we wish you all the best, have you got a message to your faithful?
Oh, no, I suppose just thank you for the support throughout the year and sit back and enjoy Saturday night. We've got a couple to go.
Jeez. All the best, mate. It's going to be a great game of football, and lead them from the front as you will, young man, and we'll speak again.
Will do. Thanks for having me, boys.
There good he is, stuff, Tommy Jonas, best, Port Tommy. Adelaide captain.
Biggest weekend of his life.
Oh, yeah. I love the
power. Getting pumped up.
Yes, I do.
Since when have you followed the power?
Since 2004.
Oh.
Because I started following footy in 2004, and that was a great year to go for the power. So now I'm actually a closet power fan, and I've never actually said this on the radio because I used to date a guy that was a mad Crows fan. He tried to convert me, then I felt like a traitor. But truly, on the inside, wow, it's come back out in me this season, and yeah,
there you go.
Well, go to power.
You know, I'm a bit the same as you. I'm a Port supporter now.
No, you're not.
Ever
you
since
only want grand final tickets.
Nah, well, ever
so
since
you're not
Crows
next week.
One of the wooden spoons.
D's tomorrow night.
Oh, I forgot the D's are still in it. Nah, I'm a D. Yeah. Still there.
Then I'm Port. See you, Tommy.
See you, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Burn, what have you got for us on the 9th?
Well, it is. It's the 9th of September, yeah. Jars, which is, we've got 9/11 coming up
yes,
Saturday.
Yes, on Saturday. Mm.
20 years. Today,
20 was, years, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It changed the world forever that day.
And today, you stole my bit.
What have I done?
Are you okay, Dave? I was going to ask if everyone was okay, but you've already done it.
But I'm okay.
Matter. You don't have still to just can, ask
yeah,
it once.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Well, you
okay?
Asked me if I'm okay.
Are you okay,
I'm not
Bernie?
Now because well, you've annoyed me most of this show.
I've annoyed you.
I was all right before the show. Now I'm not.
Gee.
I need to talk to you after.
Well, I'm not okay then.
Well, neither am I. Are we all right?
No, we're not okay. No. What do you got, Ty?
Hey, a few things happened on this day. In 2015, this was big. Okay. Queen Elizabeth II became Great Britain's longest reigning monarch in history. Did you know that?
I didn't know
that. Do you
know
who she took over from?
Her father.
No.
He was the king.
No, she took, she took over the reign. Who she took over the record from, the
her
longest
mother.
Serving.
The Queen Mother.
Who is?
Queen Mother.
Queen Victoria.
Yeah, that's it.
Who had it? She was 63 years and 7 months. So now, still going, 2021.
She's a superstar. I love the Queen.
She's smacking it out of the park.
I love
and
the Queen.
Do you know how old she was when she became Queen?
24.
No.
What?
14. What? I'm pretty sure she was 14.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
No, I've got written
haven't
here,
you she watched The Crown?
Yeah, I love The Crown.
Oh, maybe I got it wrong. It's your facts, not mine. But I'm pretty sure she was a teenager.
Oh, gee. Well, you're a school teacher.
We went very close to each other then. I wonder who's right.
We're always tight.
Hey, on this day as well.
Yes, Bember.
1948.
Yes, Ben.
Kim Tu-sung established North Korea, Jars.
Who?
Kim Tu-sung.
So who's in charge now? Kim Three-sung?
Kim Yong-dong, whatever.
Kim Tu-sung, I just said Kim Three-sung.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you're thinking you're funny.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un, isn't it? He's got the world record of golf, you know that?
They need
around
a good barber too, those boys. No, they need to find a very good barber.
Depends how you look at it. Yeah. Maybe they have got a good one if they're trying to do that, but surely you don't.
He's a nutter.
Who are you going in and ask for?
He's a nutter.
Yeah, that's not good. Hey, a couple of birthdays on this day.
Go, Ben.
Michael Bublé was born today in 1975. Now, surely we've got some tracks of him around here, G.
Yes.
Oh, there he is. Oh, don't tell me you're listening on the way
Michael
up to Stansbury.
Bublé that makes an absolute killing.
Mick
Christmas
from Stansbury.
Time.
He'll pass out if he knows you. This,
nah,
listen,
nah,
this.
Sing it
then. Yeah, I haven't met you yet. You don't tell me you don't know that, Jack.
Oh, no,
you just started bopping.
He's a lovely lad. He's a good crooner. Isn't he a crooner?
What the
hell is that? A Corona?
A crooner?
No, crooner. They're like Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. They're crooners.
I don't know.
Are they crooners? Or
I'm
crooners?
Too young to know that word.
Hey, 1960, another birthday.
Yes,
Hugh
Ben.
Grant.
Oh, yes.
The actor.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yes.
What was his favourite movie he was in? Jazz?
Notting Hill.
Yeah, Notting Hill.
Oh,
very
yeah,
good.
You're just jumping on that one, are you?
No.
What's the other one you're thinking of?
Who's
Love Actually.
Love Actually's a good one.
Anything M says, now we're jumping on, are we?
Rom-coms are my thing. I'm
and
all about
rom-coms
it.
Is a good one.
No. Rom-com stands for romantic comedy.
I apologise, G.
It's not this the name of a movie.
What are you laughing for?
You thought rom-coms
you're crooner.
Was a
crooner. Well, I did. I thought, geez, I haven't watched that one.
Rom-coms is a... No, you said it was a good one. Hey, this is
come on, I've got
very
to go to
important
training.
This birthday, Jars.
Yes,
please. In 1890, write this down.
1890, yeah.
Guess who was born, Jars?
Tell me.
Colonel Sanders.
Get out.
The founder of KFC, wow. Juz. The founder. How do you spell Colonel, Juz?
C-O-L-O-N-A-L.
Oh, close.
Jeez, that was close.
I was impressed with that.
Now, what is
it? It's E-L.
E-L. Oh,
but very good. I would have started that with a K if someone asked me that.
Now, on Saturday nights, you and the Texan back in the day would have gone to the old KFC at 3 in the morning.
After a game, just a bit of...
Big plug of Lockett used to get KFC on the way home after bag of 14 at Moorabbin.
I reckon he would have had a couple of bags of KFC. 23,000 outlets around the world.
God. Wow.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Wow.
That's a lot of KFC. What a
great vision back then.
And the secret herbs.
So what are they? What are the secret herbs?
Well, I can't tell you. He told me once.
He told me,
but I'm not giving that away. You know how many there is? How many spices?
How many?
11.
11, right.
11 secret ones.
Is there any in the Stansbury? Do they have a KFC in Stansbury?
No. Only the big towns. There's only 500 people in Stansbury, Jazz. You might get a chicken wing from the park.
Oh, come on, I've got to get the Williston. We've got a big training session.
Well, what else do you want to know?
Well, that's
it. Do you know there's a KFC pair of Crocs you can buy?
What?
You can get KFC Crocs.
What are they?
The shoes. You know those thong things? Kim Kardashian's got some.
Nobody should wear those.
Who gives a stuff about Kim Kardashian?
You know what KFC's valued at?
Oh, $25
billion. $8.5 billion.
All right.
Do you want me to keep going?
No.
I've got to go. Gee, we're going.
Colonel Sanders sold his Kentucky Fried Chicken company for $2 million to investors in 1964.
Right.
Geez, he got ripped off.
What is it worth now?
Well, $8.5 billion, I just said.
Oh, okay. Okay, better go.
See
you tomorrow. See you Saturday,
hey,
family.
Good luck at training. Good luck Saturday.
Yep.
Thanks, G.
Also, the Queen was 27, by the way. I just Googled it.
Oh, so we're all wrong.
We're all bloody wrong. But I was the closest. Yeah. See ya.